It was 2.5 weeks after my husband had died, and I was sitting in the family room thinking about him. And there were some plants on the table, and I noticed that one of them, the nerve plant, was moving all by itself, and the other plant's leaves weren't moving. In other words, the nerve plant's leaves were each of them moving separately in their own way, not as though a breeze had blown them, because there was no breeze, but as though each leaf had its own rhythmic pattern and was dancing to it. That's the only thing I can think of to describe it, that they were dancing. Each leaf of the nerve plant was dancing, bobbing up and down, and it looked, I had never seen anything like that. It looked to me like, I don't know what it was. I was amazed to see this. And I can't imagine what could have caused it.
Dendrite, a branching tree-like extension of the neuron cell that receives information from other neurons in the nervous system of the human body. From the Greek word dendron, meaning tree.
Trees are shaped a lot like brain cells, like neurons in the brain. All of those branches, they branch out further and further into fine little tips, are exactly how brain cells are shaped. And each one of those tips, each one of those branches is trying to connect with another brain cell, another neuron, another tree.
Cleve Baxter was a polygraph expert for the CIA. One day, he decided to try his lie detector test on a plant.
The first observation I made was back in February 2nd, 1966. And I was curious as to how long it took water to get from the root of that Dracaena cane plant all the way up in through the trunk and down into the leaves. And I thought, well, let me hook that up, and I'll hook the electrodes at the end of one of these long leaves and water the plant. Within the first minute, I started to see something that was suspicious. It looked very much like a human kind of reaction. I thought, well, I have to do something that threatens the well-being of the plant. I thought, I know what I'll do. I'll burn that plant leaf, the very leaf I have attached. Now, I wasn't touching the plant in any way. I was at least several feet away. The only new thing that occurred was the thought and the intent, and that thing just went crazy. And I thought, wow, it's like this thing read my mind.
Apparently, plants feel and hear and speak to each other. Can they talk to us?